program, you're about to hear Bob's Slap Pun Fun House with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church, the sub-genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and to pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Is it now?
I offend people.
I'm a teenage Frankenstein.
Welcome to Bob's Slack Time Funhouse,
the Lymph Node Edition.
I'm Bugsy.
I'm Doc.
And we have Ted Man, the psychic pimp.
Hello.
Who is psychically pimping monsters.
Haunted Radio.
It is. We kind of got screwed out of Halloween last Halloween because of the presidential election.
Bastard. We're going to talk to Ted Man in a little bit, but we just want to let you know that we got monsters on the brain. Monsters and all things monstrous.
A salient symbol for our times.
Total monstrosity.
See, I told you you'd hear from Ted Man.
There he is.
Yeah, I can go home now.
Ah, in 1928, how I could have used a magazine like mine. But it would be 30 years before Famous Monsters of Filmland was born. At that time, Bela Lugosi was dead. It had been 3 decades since Lon Chaney had been seen upon the screen. And I feared that that young generation of boys and girls would have forgotten them altogether. So I determined that Bela Lugosi should live eternal, that Lon Chaney should never die. And for 190 issues, I brought Halloween to the kids of the country every month for nearly 25 terror-filled years.
And that was Forry Ackerman.
It was.
Forry freaking Ackerman.
Courtesy of Susie.
Susie the Floozy. I'm not a monster. Don't look at me.
Sure you are.
No, I'm not.
huge, tall, 8-foot people, tiny, knee-sized midgets. Todd Browning's cast of freaks.
Freaks! No, again, those are freaks, not monsters. But if you're completely deformed, like...
The missing link, Superior.
The pinks can't tell the difference. They'd burn us all, side by side. Do you think people with 6 fingers are monsters?
No, they're just freaks.
So a freak is not a monster.
No. It's an evolutionary improvement.
Not necessarily.
Remember, we discussed that.
Well, there's the monsters.
There's a lot of dead ends and cul-de-sacs in evolution, though. Not everything that evolves forward survives.
Yeah, but how are we going to get from human to alien without that missing link, the freak?
You could have freaks that are just offshoots that are like extra limbs and they on a tree that get lopped off by the city when they come by to prune your ish.
Yeah, the government will take care of anything.
The government hates monsters. You would think the government would embrace monsters.
No, because you can't predict what a monster's going to do.
If you can't control it, then it's better off destroyed.
Spoken like a true Republican.
So, I... be for floating cross that love on my monster again. My monster's always with me, he's my very special friend. I'm going to see my lassie, Sumagoo. And if she wants that, Sumagoo can ride my monster too. When I was wee, at the age of 3, that's when I noticed that there was a monster very close to me. Though at that time start again. My monster's always with me. He's my very special friend. I'm going to see my lassie, Sumagoo. And if she wants this Sumagoo, can ride my monster too. And now I am a big strapping man. And Sumagoo and I go riding every chance we can. And together we three rode the swells. And one day we heard the wedding bells.
When you're monsters. 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 Monsters. When you're 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 monsters. Monsters. When you're monsters. When you're monsters. When you're monsters. When you're monsters. Monsters. When you're 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 monsters.
You made me a monster. Six or seven arms. Still too much to grab for all your lovely charms. You made me a monster. Big eye on my face. See you beckoning. I will chase. Our love is a freak show. Splendid for a speed show of bliss. Offers a monstrous kiss. You made me a monster. monster you might be one to. Is that a little magic you're starting to brew? What's in your concoction? Is it potion number 9? I feel my fangs growing. Give me life. Our love is a freak show, splendiferous peep show of bliss. Return your ticket, the ringmaster offers a monstrous kiss. A gargoyle, a ride captain's juggling, I must insist. The four to the left is the scenic director, the so far is missed.
A few monsters for this show in our time.
Yeah, well, we made them up, but really, they truly exist. Really and truly,
well,
they
do. We see them in the future, and we talk about them now, so they don't exist yet, but they will.
We can make monsters anytime. You feed somebody a bad blowfish, you can make him into a zombie. Give somebody vampire blood, you can make him into a vampire. It's too easy.
And if you take a rabid jackal and leave it in a cage with a baby, you can make a werejackal.
Is he the werejackal?
Is she the
werejackal? Is he the werejackal?
Are you the werejackal? Are you sure? Really? Did you know that the first sign of Jackalian lycanthropy is denial? Face it, you could be the werejackal. You have not met your sacrifice quota. At any minute, you could transform into a hideous, terrifying beast and eviscerate those closest to you. How would you live it down? Could you ever show your face in your pod again? Of course not. You cannot go on for another cycle without knowing for sure, and the only way to know for sure is with Mr. Know-It-All's Werejackal Home Test Kit. Just a few ounces of urine is all that stands between you and certainty. That's Mr. Know-It-All's Werejackal Home Test Kit, now available from General Pharmaceuticals, a division of Glorpco.
Obey the werejackal.
You know, ever since that pesky werejackal began holding the Western territories hostage, everyone...
You mean that wonderful, benevolent werejackal?
Yeah, of course. I'll praise him. It. I'm super glad that the werejackal uses his terrifying hunger to keep all the other monsters, from eating us all. Even if he is just kind of helping himself to our women, children, chief executive officers, nannies.
Well, that's life.
What's going on?
The Chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
You know, Troma has a movie called Legend of the Chupacabra.
Goat Sucker.
True. They say that might be an alien.
They like goats.
They might be an alien.
Someday, in the far future, we're going to do Awake and Bake 3, the Mexican expansion zone version, the Retribution Zone. It will center quite heavily around the Chupacabra. Actually, include some of these things I've been hoarding for this show that has never been done. Yes.
That's cool.
We already discussed aliens. All right.
Some people say they have seen the Chupacabra. After some tequila, he was dancing the lambada. We don't know where he has come from. Making all the Mexicana looky like a thumb dump. They say that he's a monkey. I think the whole story's just a little funky.
There's a monkey-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra. 4 feet tall like a mutant chihuahua. In Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, Chupacabra! Hay un criatura que se llama Chupacabra. Es muy feo como si vis para guava. Tenemos que dar algunas palabras. Oh, Chupacabra!
This song is silly, but you see we really gotcha. Like hearing the lambaba or the hokey cucaracha.
We started a sensation about a creature that is just a hallucination. We did it for the money, but we do cure what we think is really funny.
There's a buggy-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra, 4 feet tall like a mutant wee chihuahua, in Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, Chupacabra! Hay un criatura que se llama Chupacabra, es muy bello como Tiri Pararoa. Queremos cantar algunas palabras. Oh, Chupacabra! There's a buggy-eyed creature that we call the Chupacabra, 4 feet tall like a mutant wee chihuahua, in Mexico City, Puerto Rico, Nicaragua. Hey, Chupacabra! Hay un criatura que se llama Chupacabra, es muy bello como Tiri Pararoa.
Monster cereals.
The cutesy ass monsters. Monsters Inc., Monster Cereals, the Addams Family, the Munsters. People want to hug the monsters?
Frankenberry, Count Chocula,
They just figure kids like monsters, and all they need to do is get kids to watch the commercials, so they'll put some stupid monsters on. Okay, later on they learned that geeks like monsters, too. So you have a couple of failed shows like, you know, Misfits of Science, or that one where all the monsters lived in an apartment. In different floors of the apartment, if you remember that.
The Groovy Ghoulies.
Vaguely. So let's talk about real quick the similarities between nerds and children. Some nerds are children and some children are nerds, but with the whole undeveloped social thing, nerds are quite similar to children. So it would seem like both nerds and children are gravitating towards something that sort of expresses their anger, their desire to be bigger and more powerful.
And their sense of alienation from the normal people. You got one monster that's this one freaky thing.
Right.
And he's powerful and everyone's scared of it. That's attractive, and they can relate to him being an outcast for being different. That's exactly what would draw people to an organization like, oh, I don't know.
The Church of the Subgenius.
Well, I didn't say it.
No, you put it out there for me to say.
Who's the monster now?
No, no, no! Go away, me busy!
But it for a good cause.
Oh, what's in it for me, Go away!
I guess Kate will never get her school for monsters.
What you say?
Kate wants to open a school for monsters.
school for monsters? Oh, me never hear of that. School for monsters. School for lonely little monsters. When me little going to school, other children think me not cool, poking and pulling at me fur. Now me have therapist and work on this with her. But me no need me therapy if monster school a reality. Here, me give you $10 million!
Tricky, where'd you get all that money?
In volatile market, only stable investment is porn!
The vile snowman used to be called the wild man of the snows.
High in the Himalayas, you can watch the waves. Great, great, great big footprints lead. The abominable snowman lives far away, where no man could ever take his picture, 'cause the film would freeze. His fur is thick and shaggy, his smell would make you gag. He never takes a bath because the water's froze. He's bigger than your daddy, I wouldn't make him mad. He might eat you for breakfast, 'cause that's all he knows. High in the Himalayas, you can watch the waves. Great, great, great big footprints. The abominable snowman lives far away, where no man could ever take his picture, 'cause the film would freeze.
There's a monster in my house, I hear it every night. It sounds like it has big sharp claws and nasty fangs that bite. There's a monster in my house, it makes it hard to sleep. I hear it growling on, in a voice so scary and deep. There's a monster in my house, and it's coming after me. There's a monster in my house. There's a monster in my house, I shake and scream with fear. My mom and dad come running in, but suddenly there's nothing to hear. So they go back to their room and leave me all alone. But soon enough, that sound is back, that chills me to the bone. There's a monster in my house, and it's coming after me. There's a monster in my house. Time has come to face that monster once and for all. Armed with a high-powered squirt gun, I creep out into the hall. I listen hard to follow the noise, but soon I'm filled with gloom. For the monster's sound is coming from within my parents' room. Slink inside the door and see a big lump on the bed. I shoot a stream of water and it soaks the monster's head. The lights go on as the monster wakes, and boy is it ever mad. I guess I should have realized the monster's just my dad.
Oops.
There's a monster in my house. Now he's going back to sleep. There's a monster in my house.
Dad!
Bigfoot is like a normal snowman, but only he's a different kind.
There's something in the clearing that looks something like a man. Take a picture, take a movie, try to prove it if you can. He's Matty and Ratty, Shaggy and Hattie, Hairy and Scary, Cranky and Cratty. He's Matty and Ratty, Shaggy and Hattie, Hairy and Scary, Cranky and Cranky. When it walked around, it shook the ground, it filled my heart with fear. It turned around and looked at me, then that's when I ran here. He's Matty and Ratty, Shaggy and Haggy, he's Hairy and Scary, Cranky and Cranky, he's Matty and Ratty, Shaggy and Haggy, Hairy and Scary, Cranky and Cranky. There's something in the clearing that looks something like a man. Take a picture, take a movie, try to prove it if you can. He's Matty and Ratty, Shaggy and Hattie, Hairy and Scary, Cranky and Cracky. He's Matty and Ratty, and Shaggy and Hattie, Hairy and Scary, Cranky and Cracky. He's Matty and Ratty, Shaggy and Haggy, he's Hairy and Scary, and Cranky and Cracky.
Some kids just love to play with dolls or put on funny hats, and some make pets of birds and fish and dogs and alley cats. That's not the way I like to play. I'm tired of all these. I need a very special friend. Won't you help me, please?
I want a monster to be my playmate. Become
bigger than me. So, if you know of a nice old monster, if you've a monster to recommend, well, golly gee, send him to me. I just can't wait until then. I want a monster, a real life monster. I want a monster to be.
Sasquatch is like Bigfoot, but only lives in a different place.
Sasquatch lives in the Great Northwest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
Shaggy fur and a furry chest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
He hides in the shadows of the Grand Timberland. He picks tiny berries with a giant gentle hand.
Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch.
Sasquatch lives in the Great Northwest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
With his shaggy fur and his furry chest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
He eats what he finds on the forest floor. He walks through the woods till his feet are sore.
Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch.
Sasquatch lives in the Great Northwest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
With his shaggy fur and his furry chest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
He hides in the underbrush underneath the trees. He fills up with honey when he follows home the bees.
Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch.
Sasquatch lives in the Great Northwest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
With his shaggy fur and his furry chest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
His heart is pure, his heart is good. They say he's a monster, but he's misunderstood.
Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch.
Sasquatch lives in the Great Northwest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
With his shaggy fur and his furry chest.
Sasquatch, Sasquatch.
Everyone please leave Sasquatch alone. His home is in the woods and he loves his home.
Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch. Sasquatch, watch out for Sasquatch.
Okay, we already discussed Mr. Hyde. I'm sure we already discussed Yetis, Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster.
Of course, Yetis and the Bigfoot are common ancestors who were shunned as monsters.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're still holding on up in Tibet and Nepal.
Yeti is like Bigfoot and the Evil Snowman, but only the Evil Snowman smaller.
Thank you.
afraid I'd get him.
He couldn't be your pet. He
wouldn't understand all your training commands.
Wouldn't fetch a stick or
learn another trick.
Roll
or beg or bar
or anything you'd plan.
Some genius mythology. Yeah, there's like yetis. There's old gods. There's the elder gods. There's like not just Jehovah, but the
whole pantheon. The subgenius religion has appropriated every monster and every ridiculous Aztec god that ever may or may not have stormed through the heavens.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where they get the prairie squid. It was just kind of a Cthulhu fetish.
Debeaking the squid is important.
The Cyclops, yeah. The geek who swallows the ocean.
No, there's a Greek Goliath. Monster.
It's in that Sting
some
song,
of the
dude.
Greek Titans.
And the, yeah.
With 100 eyes?
But yeah, there's a god, there's an Argus.
I believe the Misfits have a song about that.
Right here?
20 eyes.
Right here?
Yes.
All right.
Laboratory this evening, we have a special guest, the Lymph Node Institute's Ted Mann, a former inpatient, one of our greatest triumphs, and he is an expert on most things profane and dark. So tonight we're going to pick his brain, as it were, about monsters and monsterdom. Ted Mann, what is your favorite monster and why?
My favorite monster is probably Jason Voorhees, because I've known him since 1986, or maybe Dracula, because he gets all the... He's a Frankenstein, because I can relate to his brain activity. You want to talk about picking brains, you could just take a brain, put it in some big zombie's head, and have him kill your enemies. It's a perfect crime. He kills somebody, you get away with it.
I noticed that the monsters you mentioned, Jason Voorhees, Voorhees, Dracula, Frankenstein, and zombies were all once human. Is that an important factor? Do you need to relate to the monster? I mean, some slimy thing from the deep, does that appeal to you at all? With utterly no humanity to it whatsoever?
Humanity is, it runs its course, and then we had progressed from ape to human, and we'll go further up to monster.
Monster. It's an inevitable evolution into monster.
Absolutely. In fact, our ancestors were apparently aliens, which got us out of our prognagnum state, and we became what we are. Now we need to get more aliens like it. From it came from outer space, that old sci-fi movie. Get those monstrous aliens to turn us into monsters.
Monsters. So, see, as they turned us from apes into human, so they shall turn us from human to monster.
It's inevitable.
A monster could be the next phase of evolution that all of the unevolved mere humans look at and shriek and don't understand, so they try to burn it with a steak or chicken breast, whatever. But in fact, it is the humans who are monsters, and the monsters, say the abominable snowman or yetis, be the next phase of humanity.
Not my diagnosis. People have been branded as monsters for the longest time. Incidentally, the evolution from person to monster, human to monster, is already taking place gradually. You don't know it, but if anybody's missed it, I'm pretty much the missing link there.
What about the role of science in creating monsters?
How do you think it starts? I mean, we need mad scientists to help the aliens, don't we, the Greys?
Of course we do.
That's where we are.
Dr. Bugbladder now has some questions for you.
Are you going to be like the monsters in the bug movies from the 50s and the...
Yeah, they had giant monsters. I think that was just a limitation of their budgets.
Bugs, Empire of the Ants.
That's right. They said, well, we can just film the bug and make it big, and that's a monster. It's a giant bug. That's a monster.
There
and that
go.
Didn't used to be a person. So your theory has a hole.
But the larger ants could. Are the more highly evolved ants.
The larger ants are the more highly evolved ants, or just freaks of radioactive mutation.
Alien ants.
Or aliens, maybe they bring their own ants down here and they run rampant in this new environment. Ted Mann, what was the first horror movie you remember ever seeing?
Dracula versus Frankenstein, probably that, because I remember seeing that when I was very, very, very young.
Okay, now what's the horror movie, or monster movie, more specifically, that you've seen the most times?
I'm caught between Friday the 13th and Halloween.
About how many times have you seen those films?
Over 50 times, I'll bet. Yeah.
So, how about those monsters?
All right, which ones now? Because we were talking mostly about zombified killers when it comes to Freddy and Jason and Michael Myers. They're pretty much zombified. I want to talk about real killer monsters. The only ones I can really think of right now are aliens, ants, bugs. Beware of the blob, he creeps. Blah, 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 blah. Demons can be interpreted as monsters, can they not?
I would say so. They are certainly monstrous. They are a distortion of humanity.
Are they wiser and more evolved than us, I wonder?
They but make they're so us... primitive.
They are. They're driven by their base desires, but on the other hand, they know that we are too. And they can manipulate us into doing their bidding.
We can make all your desires come true.
What's that dumb rock and roll movie where Fastway did the soundtrack?
That wasn't Fastway. If this is not the movie I'm thinking about. Rock and Roll Nightmare. Thor did the music for that one.
Color Me Corrected.
Trick or Treat.
That was Fastway.
That was probably Fastway. Yeah, that was the 1986 movie with the Solid Gold Dancer as the demonic dead ghost person. Are they zombies too? Yeah. Ghosts are not zombies. Ghosts are monsters too, aren't they?
No.
No?
No, they're spirits. Bush.
But either way, by the end of our lives, we evolve into ghosts, so that doesn't that make us some kind of wiser?
Evolution.
It's the next step into the trip, man. Leave your soul at the door and come on inside.
I understand that you have been subcontracting with Troma lately.
Yeah, I am one of the several people who testified to the greatness of our favorite heroic monster, the Toxic Avenger, Tromaville's favorite teenage, grotesque, hideously deformed creature of superhuman size and strength. I'm on the actual DVD. You actually get to see me saying how much I was disgusted and titillated by the movie, that I loved it. It's only one shot of me, but that all I need is my 15 seconds of lame, and that's all I need.
We're spreading ours out over several years.
Whatever floats your boat, whatever throws your gorilla, whatever tosses your salad, whatever beats your meat, I don't know.
Go on, next!
And then lived long enough to have a life devoid of monsters, at least.
Which is a hell in and of itself.
It can be. I mean, where's the thrill? Where's the excitement?
Where's the sense of adventure? If you're not running away from a chainsaw-wielding monster with fangs the size of strap-ons, then what good is your life? I mean, you got to get all that adrenaline in there to make life worth living, and then you can have your heart attack. They need to make some new monsters. Wait, I just now remembered an extra one. Chucky the doll.
And Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, it is just a man, but he unleashes his dark side, making himself a monster by science.
Yet again.
You know, the way the society's been going with humans talked about as monsters, what he does is that the monster apparently drinks the formula and then goes out at night as normal as the rest of the freaks that come out at night.
The moral of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is...
How do you get killed by a phone?
Don't experiment on yourself. Experiment on the homeless.
The only way people can experiment on ourselves because some people don't let us do it to them. We gotta do it to ourselves, but we could find some homeless people to exploit.
It's capitalism, baby. That's the whole purpose of the homeless.
It's the American way.
Exactly. Were a huge time of paranoia and monster movies.
Yeah, funny that.
When the powers that be telling you that the communists are everywhere and you needed to be on the lookout for any communist activity, paranoia outside, all over, equals monster movies, apparently. They're all like invaders, external invaders, monsters from the sky. There was a direct link between the Red Scare and the type of
diversions
that we enjoyed as a nation.
Michael Landon as the werewolf, teenage werewolf in the girls' gym.
Side with my monster friend.
live from my laboratory. Casualties past the bedroom where the vampires meet. Ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a choke on my electrode.
He's in the mask.
He's in the monster mask.
The monster mask.
And it's a graveyard smash.
He's in the mask.
They cut on in a flash. Zombies were having fun. Party had just begun. The guests included the Wolfman, Dracula, and his son.
The sound
rocking over digging sound. Igor chained back by his bay pound. Pump and daggers about to arrive. Vocal group, the cryptic combined. They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash. They cut on in a flash. They did the monster mash. Everything's cool. That's a part of the band. Monster mash. Hit it in the land. Heal the living. It matters they do it.
My door tell them only, sir.
And then you can monster mash.
You did the mash.
And it's a graveyard smash. They cut on in a flash. Then you can monster mash. Man. Oh, Master Man! Oh!
Was Dracula pajama party? 7 o'clock was the time it started. Chaperoned by his mummy, catered by ghouls, the plasma pizza was yummy.
Oh, Dracula!
It's my pajama party.
Oh, Dracula!
Please don't be tardy.
Oh, Dracula!
Meet my friend Marty.
Oh, Dracula!
You better watch out, or I'll bite you on the neck.
Oh, Dracula!
Meet my friend Marty!
Oh, Dracula!
We were hiking in the forest late one night when our eyes beheld an eerie sight. Our president appeared and began to frown. Then he and his friends cut the forest down.
He did the slash.
They did the forest slash.
He did the slash.
It was brutally brash.
He did the slash.
Public opinion was mashed.
He did the slash.
And they did it for the cash. The lobbyists were having fun. The horror party had just begun. The guests included Big Timber, Big Oil, mining magnates and their sons. These visions haunt me and fill me with disgust. If we don't stop them, our environment will be lost. So come on now and join me, I'm glad to show you how. Tell our president to save our forests now.
Was frightened.
The ghouls and the goblins in the hop.
And the zombies all danced to Bebopalula.
It was a Halloween shindig.
Oh my, what a Halloween shindig this is.
Thank you.
WREK, Atlanta.
Just as the human race will eventually evolve beyond humanity into what we now think of as monsterism, which to the Neanderthals, Homo sapiens were monsters.
Well, sure, but they were even more primitive. But I understand it's a ratio thing.
Just as people evolve physically, they also evolve psychologically, and some of us have evolved beyond the realm of good and evil and mere mortal taboos on things like eating the flesh of their fellow man.
I'm a cannibal!
Forms of cannibalism in everyday life. There are obviously very strong psychological taboos against using human flesh. When one has to struggle, and people do, by the reports of those who have done it, with an idea of using it, it's disgusting, it's nauseating, literally nauseating, and it is frightening. Yet the hunger, the pains of hunger, and the hope for the survival are strong enough forces to make almost any normal person in these very dire circumstances choose to cannibalize.
As I salute to the man who killed and ate the flesh of 17 people.
I'm sorry.
language alone, you see terms that are cannibalistic. Cannibalistic competition. Dog-eat-dog competition. We talk about buttering someone up, grilling them, roasting them, chewing them up and spitting them out. You know, we nowadays talk about just about everything but cannibalism. It is such a terrifying thing for adults that they just don't talk about it. It is one of the last taboos in this country.
Every society, in order to exist, must maintain a number of taboos, behaviors which are forbidden, typically by God. These taboos are not explainable by intellect. These are injunctions by the superpower telling us don't do that. Once those rules are gone, anarchy is there.
Can I taste my skin when it's tasty?
What's what makes it tasty, don't you know?
We got a fella in the morgue that's been trimmed up for meat. Have I got the right department? Yes, sir, this is the meat. Yes, sir, you certainly do.
I'm sorry.
All I can say. I'll eat girls or guys, I don't care. But I swear I'm not gay. Because I killed them a long time ago,
really, and now I am going to save them for a
company picnic where I might feed them in a salad or something else so that others will eat them. And then I can say, I'm not the only
kid. I got six people in a row. Well, how do you know? Well, which one might taste best out of them? Well, let's take a guess. You got big guys, you got little guys and big girls and little girls too. You put it in a pan, muscle or organ. You fry it up real good southern style. I don't know why, but the thought just makes me smile. Oh, the smell of people cooking in the kitchen. You just don't know. Maybe you do. I'm thinking maybe I should get in touch with you. Caribou. Oh!
Your friends won't let you babysit, so don't tell them.
Well, I'm gonna eat you cause I wanna get your magic powers. I'm gonna eat you cause I wanna get your magic powers. I'm gonna eat you cause I wanna have control of your soul.
That was to make my balls.
So that was monsters.
Yeah, we didn't really get into the specifics about current monsters in the administration. I mean, in the world.
Politics.
Now, we try to be your oasis from such things.
No, we don't. I just try to stay out of jail. Channel 36 and...
Cassandra Peterson.
You know, I never would have seen Dracula or...
Pigs.
What's the one where the guy was a foot doctor? It was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but he was a podiatrist.
The, that was a movie with James Coogan, who was Uncle Fester.
So go to IMDb and look up podiatrist, and you'll never find it. So now that we've stumped Ted Man, it only took an hour.
I assume this is from the 70s.
I think it's 1982.
Dr. Heckle and Mr. Hype.
Dr. Heckle and Mr. Hype. I knew it, yep.
An ugly, misshapen podiatrist ingests a formula made by a colleague and turns into a handsome, devil-may-care, but violent ladies' man.
Arthur Reed.
Damn, he must have been almost dead when he did that.
Why do we like to be scared? Who the hell knows, but monsters are pretty scary. If there's one under your bed, you might want to get the hell up. You
might want to invite him to bed.
And if there's a monster in your closet, make sure you go that way.
And if there's a monster in your pants, then you're Fred Schneider.
Good night!
Let the monster out of the closet.
Close us out. Give us a final thought.
All right.
Ed Springer.
Things we learn so late when we're older.
Like
so
how to say heterotiothis?
When it's too late.
Too late.
Only then, in the end, do we learn...
That's his final thought?
...that mm-hmm. we suck.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, you could write to them at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
subgenius.com.
Okay, you have heard Forry Ackerman, the Pink Lincolns performing Monsters, Enter the Haggis performing Ride My Monster, Chenard Walker performing Monsters, and then Abby Travis with Monster. Then you heard some things from Wake and Bake 2, The Chupacabra Macarena by Clyde Lewis and Charlene Spencer. Then John Parker Music performing Quick, There's a Monster. School for Monsters from the musical Avenue Q by Rick Lyon. Then you heard Jad and David Fair performing Abominable Snowman. Eric Herman and the Invisible Band wove the Freudian tale, There's a Monster in My House. Then Jad and David Fair again singing about Bigfoot. Followed by Marilyn Sekal doing I Want a Monster to Be My Friend, Jad and David once more performing Sasquatch, and for the last time performing Yeti. After that, you heard the Misfits with Glenn Danzig performing 20 Eyes, the Ted Man interview, the Monsters performing Viva La Monsters, then the Misfits without Glenn Danzig performing The Monster Mash, Dracula's Pajama Party, and Halloween Shindig were from Mr. Show, and Bobby Pickett did Monster Slash about the forests and the monsters. Then we played Cannaboo again because we did it, and Bald Evil performed Monster and provided the background sample for the Ted Man interview.
But 10 years later, well, things had changed. Cause Sugar Angry actually had my monster rearranged. And although once we were inseparable, the damage was irreparable. And now he's floating in a mason jar. And I swear I see him dancing when I'm playing my guitar. Oh, I'll be floating across the lock on my monster again. My monster's always with me, he's my very special friend. I'm going to see my lassie, Sermagoo. And if she wants to Sermagoo, get right my monster too. And I'll be floating across the lock on my monster again. My monster's always with me, he's my very special friend. I'm going to see my lassie, Sermagoo. And if she wants
my monster jock.
There's a monster in my pants, and I love to watch him dance. He wiggles in and out, every body's puffing shout. Ooh, a monster! Ah, a monster!
Take it! Take it! Take that, you awful thing!
I'm trying to think of a...
you just have to not
trying
think.
To think of... Yeah, I do. It hurts my head sometimes, but yes, sometimes I do gotta think. Okay, let me think of something witty. All right.
Got him in the eye!
Damn!
Got him in the eye! Oh, no, I'm kidding! Oh, I thought it was gonna be a screwdriver. It's... I deserve that.
No one leave, I'm calling the police.
Help you if you don't like Scooby-Doo.
Eloquent. Succinct.
Ooh!
Turn on the record player! Cover your ears, everyone!
In this postmodern world where nothing is true and everything is permitted, all meaning is but the shifting of the shadows, shades of gray mocking your beliefs.
Is there anywhere to turn? Any hope for the superior mutant?
No.
Except for Bob's Slack Time Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. after the hour of Slack.
Reverend Susie the Floozy and the Lymph Node Institute provide a booster shot of Dobbsian goodness
to guide you through the hellish pink apocalyptic fake reality
to the glittering promise of eternal salvation or
Don't stand up to be counted.
Sit down, tune in, slack off,
and praise Bob with Bob's Slack Time Funhouse every Saturday night at 1 a.m. right here on WREK Atlanta. Listen online at WREK.org.